Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. The women and children of Gaza start Ramadan in famine and flooding. News: the 37 children have been killed in Gaza this year, while the school system is nearly erased. Meanwhile, Israel approves measures expanding settlements in the West Bank. Al Jazeera reports that this Ramadan, children in Gaza find themselves having to work to survive, sacrificing education and childhood dreams. They shiver and cry in flooded tents, and fasting takes place in food poverty and famine conditions. According to the United Nations, more than 97% of schools in Gaza have either been damaged or destroyed, and most of the 658,000 children of school age in the enclave have had, quote, limited access to in-person learning for more than 2 academic years. In November, the UN reported that Gaza's economy had, quote, collapsed, with gross domestic product, an important economic indicator, down 83% compared to the pre-war period. The weak economy, coupled with a lack of electrical power and the thousands of families whose breadwinners have been killed in the war, led to an increase in children having to work to look after the other women and children left with no guardian or financial assistance. Comment: there will be some of the wealthiest leaders dining in opulent mansions and feasting in abundance of luxury food and drink in the neighboring nations of the Muslim elite. The children and mothers of Gaza will not be on the agenda in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and aiding the believers is betrayed to serve the colonialist menu of greed and corruption. The Israeli military has reportedly accepted the Gaza's health ministry casualty counts to be over 71,667 Palestinians killed since October 7, 2023, with thousands still unaccounted for and buried under the rubble. Former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair urges Palestinian members of Gaza's transitional body to avoid politics. What he really means is, do not bring back the Khilafah, Caliphate, and the Emir to rescue the Muslims from their suffering and oppression. He wishes to take his cut of the wealth that belongs to the Ummah as he secures the needs of Western interests in the region. UN discussed Gaza's, quote, turning point amid ongoing Israeli attacks. Hamas says Israel delayed the recovery of the remains of the final Israeli captive despite prior notice. Gaza City faces imminent collapse of water services. 5 Palestinian detainees are released to Gaza after months of Israeli detention. Yaqeen Jamal, an educational psychologist who has provided psychological support to children during the war, said, quote, "It is the systematic destruction of an entire generation's future. These children lose their sense of security and their childhood, and they bear responsibilities that exceed their cognitive and physical capabilities," she added. Jamal said that would inevitably lead to dangers in the future. The, quote, "long-term effects will be catastrophic. We are facing a generation suffering from illiteracy and deteriorating mental health, which will create a societal gap that will be difficult to bridge. Rebuilding schools and resuming the educational process must be on the top priority, because education is the last line of defense for these people's identity and future," she said. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir by Imrana Muhammad, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir.